Blog Talk Radio.
Because the sun has set us free. So we are free indeed. Welcome, everybody, to the shout. Hallelujah. I'm going to say my voice today is a little bit at a strain. We just thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in the life of the believer. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, just thanking God for new mercy and new grace. Amen. Thanking God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We have so much to be grateful for, to be thankful for. Can you just shout glory? Hallelujah. Because God has kept you. Amen. God has made a way out of no way when there seemed to be no way. When God healed your body, when the doctor said there wasn't no way, it was no possibility, they had gave you a diagnosis, was trying to say it was the end of you, but God said, no, I have a plan for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for the prognosis. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, which is life and life in abundance. Again, welcome to the shop. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. Like I said, I'm just grateful to be here. I have my husband with me. We're actually driving, so I'm trying to work from two lines here, but we're making it work today. I didn't want to not get on the call because I wanted you all to be able to shout about the things of God, the testimony that you have, that God is birthing in you because you believe God for it. Amen. Last week we were telling you all our daughter was in the hospital, but we want to let you know today that she is out the hospital. Amen. And everything is all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is really working miracles. God is really doing a new thing. You ready? The question is, are you ready for the new thing? You've been asking about it. Guess what? It's harvest time. We're about to reap the harvest, not just any kind. We're about to reap a good harvest because the Bible says you reap what you sow. Amen? So what did you sow in a time of plenty that you may reap a great harvest of God's goodness and ecstasy? Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to go ahead and shout today. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Connie, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Hello. Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Hello.
I just want to shout about just everything is good for my family and some of my extended family. I'm just sitting back watching all the little blessings and the big blessings. I count all of them big, even if they're small blessings. I still count them as big blessings for all my family members.
Lord.
And I'm just feeling just very grateful for all of them as well as myself. And I just want to thank God. And trusting him takes you a long way.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And just being grateful for everything, not just some things, but everything that God is doing. Hallelujah. We're grateful for it. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for all that he has done. Amen. Big, small, or other. We just thank you, Father God. And we thank God for you, Sister Connie. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise. Come and bring the guest. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am excited. I'm shouting for God's mercy. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. I call out here to check on my mom. I usually don't come out here on Mondays. I call. She wasn't feeling well. So I came on out here to her house, and I say, okay, Mom, just to put some healing hands on you now. I'm going to rub you down. It's out.
Jesus.
It's gone. All is well. Hallelujah.
All is well.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say glory, Mother.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory
yes.
to God. You can't believe it. You can't believe it. You didn't come just to see. You can't believe it. We have to speak those things and call them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it shall be
yes.
so. Glory to
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank
yes.
God for you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. A.T. Ruth and May and Cousin Brenda Gill. Hallelujah. Shout glory. Oh, God, we just thank God for his miracle-working power. Amen. Touching and agreeing, coming together, believing God for us. Hallelujah. We won't be denied. We won't take any counterfeits or substitutes. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Dorita. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Give God praise
hallelujah,
for another.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord
yes.
for waking me this morning. Let me see a brand new sunshine today. And I thank the Lord his S-O-N is shining in my heart. And I thank the Lord
Jesus.
For the service I was in yesterday. And I want to tell Pastor Man to keep on giving those sermons. I enjoyed it, and I thank him for it. And I want you all to pray
Amen.
For me that I make them strong in Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Like I said, you all did not want to get on today, but I'm not going to stay on the call alone today here on the shout. I do need to tend to some things, but I wanted to make sure I did not miss the opportunity to give God our praise, glory, and come into agreement with all on the line today, just trusting God for it. So I want to decree and declare right now over our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. According to Jeremiah 30:7, the Bible says he will restore your health back to normal. So we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God is restoring our health back to normal. Amen. He will make us healthier than before. Amen. We decree and declare that we are restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak Isaiah 61:7. Lord, give us a double portion of the anointing instead of shame, Lord God. Lord, bring rejoicing back into our houses. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let our life shine, hallelujah, with your light. Be full of your joy in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Job 2:25-26, restore back the years that have been lost, oh God. Oh, Lord, give us speedy anointing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak Corinthians 5:17. Lord, let all things become new as we give our life to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we speak Psalm 51:103, hallelujah, 10:12, I'm sorry, in the name of Jesus Christ, restore us and clean us, hallelujah, hallelujah, wipe us clean in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you, God, that we can decree and declare as children, your children, oh God, that we are free and free indeed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and co-heirs to the kingdom. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against in judgment, we shall condemn. We decree and declare that we establish in righteousness and oppression is far from us. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory right now over us and our family members and our loved ones and all that we're concerned about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name. Hallelujah. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. Poverty, sickness, spiritual death is no fear of us. Hallelujah. We have the breastplate of righteousness on right now, and we are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God. Dear son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're overcomers because great is he that's in us than he that's in the world, amen. Our laws are girded about with truth. We do not take the summons. We do not have the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind in the name of Jesus Christ. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, and our hand is upon the neck of the enemy right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are anointed to preach and teach the word of God, to heal and to cast out devils. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we walk in the light and we're covered with the helmet of salvation. We are the head and not the tail. We shall decree a thing and it shall be established in our life and the life of our family members and loved ones. We have a favor with God and with man. Wealth and riches are in our homes. And we have the righteousness of the Holy Ghost, and we endure forever. Amen. We are satisfied with long life, and God will show us his salvation. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide in the shadow of the Almighty God. No evil shall come near us. No plague shall come near our dwelling. We are rooted and grounded in love, and we thank you, Father God. We overcome evil with good. We are blessed, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, in our going out and coming in, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, give us peace. Lord, command your blessing upon our life, and upon the life of our family members and loved ones. Lord, give us revelation, hallelujah, and lead us, be blessed. We receive the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Elijah, and Jeremiah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we tread upon the head of the serpents and scorpions, and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, and we thank you that our life are more abundantly, amen. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name, Father. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you turn every curse our way into a blessing. Let your blessings make us rich and add no sorrow. Let all nations call us. Let all generations call us blessed, for we are the daughters and the sons of the blessed, and we live in the kingdom of the blessed. Amen. Our sins are forgiven, and we are blessed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your word of all praise going on. Lord, you chosen by God and blessed by him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your presence bless our life, oh God. We declare in the crowd that we drink the cup of blessings. My Lord, my God, it is you that have favored us, oh God. It is you that have kept us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for, hallelujah, for keeping our ain't roof away, oh God. We thank you that right now, God, your healing working power is being released in our body in the name of Jesus Christ. Healing every part of our body, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for supernatural strength, supernatural healings right now, supernatural blessings, amen, supernatural favor, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us receive fresh fire, fresh strength right now, fresh oil in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you. Before we wrap up here today, and I thank you all for being patient with me here as I'm trying to get things in order with my daughter and family. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for the testimony. Already knowing everything was already all right. I wasn't waiting on what the doctor had to say. I had already got my answer from my Heavenly Father. Amen. And he had already told me everything is already all right. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, you got to take the doctor. You got to take out the healer with you when you go to the doctor, when you go to the hospital. Amen. Because see, God, he's using you, amen, to show others, hallelujah, that he is working on the inside and the outside, that he is God. So it got to look like God did it. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't get discouraged or get disappointed. Know that if God is for you, who can be against you? I don't care who it is or who it's not. Amen. If God is with you, it's already all right. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, hallelujah, we have to be careful about the temptations of this world and people. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, and I think I'm going to read here to 9. The Bible says, if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. Verse 9 says, and if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. The Bible is saying to us today, what is the word of God saying, you all? We must remove stumbling blocks, you all, that causes us to sin. This does not mean to cut off a part of your body. It means that any person, program, or teaching in the church that threatens spiritual growth of the body must be removed. So for the individual, any relationship, practice, or activity that leads to sin should be stopped. See, Jesus says it would be better to go to heaven with the one hand than to hell with both. See, I want you to understand that, you all. It's very important. Anything that you know right now that will cause you to sin, that is causing you to sin and be in that place, you need to cut it off. You need to stop it. See, sin, of course, affects more than our hands. It affects our minds. It affects our hearts. It affects our destination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. I pray that that word today bless someone that's saying, you know what, I need to stop this. I've been doing it for too long, and I know better. See, we do know better, but do we do better? I just want to decree and declare over you today that you would do better walking according to the word of God and not the word of man, not the word of the world, but the word of God. Though we live in this world, the world should not live in us. Amen. So we have to cut the things of the world off that causes us to sin. Amen. You're blessed. God bless you all once again. We'll be back here tomorrow at 6 p.m. with our full broadcast here. But like I said, I did not want to not get on today. Again, I thank God for everyone that's tuning here, that called in, and those that are listening online today. God bless you. I love you, and I thank God for you. You all have a wonderful evening in the Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
one time,
I wanna hear him say, well,
one time.
call me
one time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya
one time.
One. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Yeah.